Coming up on Tuesday, the 26th, we here at WCHL have our community forum. That's going to be going on all day on the air. But head out and about all day in the Triangle, because across the Triangle, it's Dine for Autism Day. April is International Autism Awareness Month. And this Tuesday, restaurants around the area, including quite a few here in Orange County, are going to be donating a portion of their proceeds to benefit the Autism Society of North Carolina. And we are joined right now by a few folks from the Autism Society of North Carolina's board, Lisa Cayley and Tammy Watson. We're also joined by Rico Watson, who is a senior at Cedar Ridge High School right now. Lisa, Tammy, Rico, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ryan.
Thanks.
So let's go left to right. So Lisa, let me start with you. Tell us first of all about Dine for Autism Day. How big of an event has this been, and how big of an event is it this year?
Well, this is our third year, and we now are up to over 50 restaurants triangle wide. I'd just like to say the purpose of this event is twofold. One part of it is to raise funds for our local chapters of the Autism Society and scholarships, but it's also to raise awareness of autism.
And give us a sense of how many restaurants are going to be participating. You said more than 50. How many of them locally?
Locally, we've got 7. And if
okay.
I could list them,
yeah,
that'd be
it.
Great.
Yeah.
We've got Hillsborough Barbecue. We've got Provence in Carrboro, Rise in Carrboro, Tyler's in Carrboro. And in Chapel Hill, we have the Egg and I, the Bagel Bar, the Root Cellar, and Buns.
Awesome. And Rise Biscuits and Donuts just opened in Carrboro. So for people out there listening, haven't had a chance to get there yet, this is a really good opportunity.
We're calling it Carbs for a Cause.
I like it. Carrboro Carbs for a Cause?
Absolutely.
There we go. All right, awesome. So, Tammy, let me turn to you. Both you and Lisa are on the board of the Orange Chatham chapter of the Autism Society of North Carolina. So this event is Dine for Autism Day, benefits the Autism Society. What does the Autism Society do?
Well, we try to support all the families and individuals in the area affected by autism. And I was reminded that not everybody knows everything about autism, although we've been raising awareness for a long time. Currently, the prevalence of autism in North Carolina is estimated at 1 in 58, and this is from children to adults. But autism is a spectrum, of course, and how people are affected varies widely. We do want to point out that one common characteristic is that social and emotional differences are really the hallmark of autism spectrum disorders.
Mm-hmm. And the 1 in 58 number, is that, I mean, we get a sense that it's rising, but is that actually rising, or is it just more in the zeitgeist now?
Well, there's certainly awareness has done a lot, and we're grateful for that. Actually, this prevalence was just published about 2 weeks ago, the new prevalence from the 2012 study year, and it's level right now.
Mm-hmm.
But over the years, how people identify autism spectrum disorders has risen greatly, and there is probably also an actual increase in the numbers, but we don't know why. No mm-hmm. one really knows that. We're working on that.
And for both of you, and again, we're speaking with Lisa Cayley and Tammy Watson, who are both on the board of the Orange Chatham chapter of the Autism Society of North Carolina. We've also got Rico Watson here, and we'll get to him in just a second. But for Lisa and Tammy, how did you get involved with the issue in the first place, Lisa?
Well, my son was diagnosed with autism, and of course, that's a big motivator.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, like many other families, I was looking for other people to connect with and get support from. And some of the things that the Autism Society does locally, which is fantastic, is we have monthly coffee get-togethers where parents can just be very open about what's going on and support each other. A lot of really good information sessions about things that, like guardianship and things that you have to think about when you have a child who's been diagnosed. But we also do a lot of fun things like bowling get-togethers and evenings where we screen movies about the topic. So that's really what motivated me to become more deeply involved.
Tammy?
Likewise, Rico is diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder, and I like to say it's the best thing that ever happened to me. It's not an easy road, but it's certainly not a boring one. And it's also my job. I work for UNC Chapel Hill in autism research, And that has been a very good thing to know that we are making a difference.
Okay. So, Rico, let me turn to you and swing that microphone over a little bit. You're a senior at Cedar Ridge High School. How, before we even get to anything else, how is senior year going for you? It's almost over, right?
Great.
Yeah. What are you planning on doing after graduation?
Alamance Community College.
Okay. Where at? At Durham Tech or somewhere nearby?
Alamance.
Oh, Alamance. Awesome. All right, cool. So for someone who has been diagnosed on the spectrum, what is it like to be in high school? What programs, what things are there to help you out?
Do you like the occupational courses study that you're doing?
Yeah.
Occupational courses? So what are the occupational courses? What do you do?
Woodshop.
Woodshop? Awesome. What do you make in there?
Board of wood.
Okay. That's awesome. All right. So cool. So you're going to be graduating Cedar Ridge High School. You're going on to Alamance Community College. Do you know what you're going to be doing at Alamance?
No.
Not yet? Still undecided?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I was undecided until, like, I was graduated, and then I finally decided later on. But we're speaking with, again, you just heard Rico Watson. We're also speaking with Tammy Watson and Lisa Cayley. They're both on the board of the Orange Chatham chapter of the Autism Society of North Carolina. We're talking about Dine for Autism Day, which is coming up this Tuesday across the Triangle. And this is breakfast through dinner, right?
Absolutely.
All day long?
Absolutely.
All right. With the portion of the proceeds going to the Autism Society of North Carolina. I know we do this every year in the fall when the IFC does their thing with 100 restaurants giving to the IFC, and this is your spring opportunity to go out and get some really great food from some really terrific local restaurants. Again, Provence, Tyler's Tap Room, Rise Biscuits and Donuts in Carrboro, Hillsborough Barbecue Company in Hillsborough, which if you haven't been there is amazing. The Bagel Bar and Buns and the Egg and I and the Root Cellar all in Chapel Hill. So any of those places you haven't been to yet or want to head back to, Tuesday is a great day to do it because you'll be eating great food and giving back for a cause. What else do people know before we let you go about the society, about Dine for Autism Day? How can people get involved?
Well, I just wanted to throw out that a lot of the money also goes to fund scholarships to Camp Royal. We're really lucky in North Carolina to have one of the first autism camps ever opened. That's a sleepaway camp, and it serves kids from 40 all the way up to adults through age 90, I think they've said.
Wow.
So, because it's a lifelong condition. So that is a big part of why we are also raising funds.
Awesome. Tammy?
We want to put a shout out to all the restaurants who have participated and are continuing to participate, because the way they jump in with us really demonstrates how much they care about the community. And the folks at Hillsborough Barbecue have been over backwards. And I would just give Rico a chance to tell us what he orders at Hillsborough Barbecue.
I order
catfish
and chicken.
Do you like it?
I love it.
So
it's such a great place in Hillsborough,
yeah,
too, isn't it?
It
oh, I
sure
love
is.
That place. Awesome. And is there a website that people can go? Because we've been focusing on the Chapel Hill and Carrboro and Hillsborough restaurants, but there are restaurants in Durham and in Raleigh and all over the Triangle, too. So where can people go?
Absolutely. It's dineforautism.com, and the four is just the number
the
four.
The number four. So dineforautism.com. Head online and check out the full list of participating restaurants. If there are people listening out there who own restaurants or operate restaurants, is there still time for them to get involved or hold on for next year maybe?
It might be a little tight for this year,
okay.
but we would love to have them, and we love to do events year-round too,
yeah.
So we're always happy for whatever support we could get.
Awesome. So we got a bunch of restaurants, about 50 of them this year, and I know you keep adding more, so if you're listening out there and you've got a restaurant or you operate one or you work for one, get them involved next year too, because we're going to make this bigger and bigger. Dine for Autism Day to benefit the Autism Society of North Carolina. Before we let you go, how can people find out more about the society?
Their website, the Autism Society of North Carolina's website, has drill downs to the local chapters, so you can find us that way, and we'd love to hear from them.
All right, sounds good. Lisa Cayley, Tammy Watson, Rico Watson, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.